Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope my throat doesn't sound too bad. I've spent the weekend with no heat in New Hampshire, and we've had to improvise until we can get a part for the heater. Don't you just know it? Of course it would happen on a Friday night at 8 o'clock. So here I am, and it's tonight's your night. Anyway, tonight you're calling in for your questions to be answered. So the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. It's time for you to answer. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to be giving everybody what's happening to them after the eclipse, sign by sign. So that'll be exciting too. Tomorrow is the new moon, and the Scorpio new moon has extra emotional intensity. It is aligned with aggressive Mars and the dwarf planet Ceres. And Ceres was good at commerce and healing traits, and she's going to help the raw energy that we'll experience from Mars. A Scorpio moon is great for research and deep level detective work. It also helps you see who is full of baloney in your life. If you're willing to go to that emotionally vulnerable place where you can heal and release old wounds and take your loving relationships to a deeper level, that's what tomorrow will bring. Well, we have our first caller tonight, Karina. She's from L.A. She's a little Leo. Hi, Karina. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you sound terrific.
What's your question tonight?
My question is, when do you see me moving into a new apartment?
Probably not before February. Have you been looking?
For the last year.
Maybe. Are you a little fussy?
No, I'm not working, and so it's the money.
Okay, so that's not the way to do it. The way to do it first is to get the money. And to get the money, you either get a new job or you find a way to get something so that you can move into a new apartment. So you have to ask for abundance, Karina.
Okay.
Abundance.
Okay.
Abundance is not just money. It's the energy and the wherewithal to not only get a new apartment, but be able to take care of it. You're being protected by not moving because you haven't healed the part of working, how to work and how to bring money in. So that's what you need to do first. And I'm feeling February very good. You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Okay.
And look to that, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. So we're talking about this Scorpio moon, which is going to be very, very powerful. Mercury is in Sagittarius, and it's very close to the new moon. And that can lead to foot and mouth disease. So stop and think before you speak, or send out that sarcastic or cynical email. And don't do those nasty messages on Twitter and Instagram. Don't do that. Open up to big ideas and pay attention to any self-defeating beliefs or behaviors that get in your way. For example, you might not be eating correctly, or you may not be walking as much as you need to, or even meditating as much as you need to. Shift over and correct those lacks in your life and see what happens, because good things are really going to happen. Scorpio is hidden secrets and power plays, and that can rise to the surface and surround the earth. We need to sit and surround the earth with light to mitigate any shooters, because Scorpio with Mars is a very negative, powerful force. And forget the my way or the highway attitudes, whether it's at home or in Congress, that's what's going on. But don't let it go on in your life. Relax and be flexible, and just allow the days to pass this next week. Every planetary combination has a positive and a negative use. So hold people in the light and make good choices. Don't take a chance on anything. Like if it's raining, don't go out without the proper rain attire on. Same with snow. We did have our first snow here last week, which is fun, but then I'm glad when it's over. We have a lot more coming this summer, winter, and we have El Nino, so that's supposed to ease up a little bit with the cold weather and snow here. The new moon occurs in the early morning of the 13th at 5:30 a.m. in Scorpio. And this potent new moon is conjunct Mars, and Uranus is opposing it. So that's crazy. This represents unexpected events that will surprise and shock everyone. Be careful. Stay away from crowds during this week. The moon is going to enter Scorpio around 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So there's a new awareness that's being brought to the light. Now, what could that awareness be? Do you think it could be about politics? Do you think it could be about Israel? Do you think it could be about one of these presidents that are floating around? What do you think it could be? And what could it be in your life? Now, this is Elizabeth Joyce. You're listening to Let's Find Out. There's a number to call in because tonight is your night. Tonight is call-in night to ask your questions. The number is 888-627-6008. And now we're going to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip, because that's going to tell you what's going on every day this week. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of November 13th through November 19th, 2023. As the week opens, Monday's new moon in Scorpio conjuncts Mars while opposing Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus. This energy is truly a wild card where anything can happen. And probably will. Matters could slip out of control very easily, so make peace instead of escalating conflicts and confusion. If you can make it past Monday, the rest of the week will be a breeze. The following day will be filled with confidence, magnetism, and a strong sense of focused ideas. However, Monday's new moon is a horse of a different color. There are two directions you can go with this intense new moon, and both are emotionally directed. For starters, Warrior Mars is aligned with the new moon, and that means you will need to focus action towards your ambitions. However, the new moon is opposite revolutionary Uranus. One side wants to go deep, and the other side wants to run and scream out of the room to anywhere but where you are. It is a work hard, play hard combination, all at the same time. The other part of this new moon is that psychic Neptune is making harmony, a trine, with the Sun, Moon, and Mars. Neptune in Pisces wants to go off on a spiritual retreat beyond this material world. Neptune wants you to pass on the busyness of life to focus on what is really important beyond the illusion, your blessed higher self. So be sure to avoid signing on the dotted line or making any important decisions on Monday. Rationality and teamwork are favored on Tuesday into Wednesday. Tuesday isn't the best date night, however, because people can get very touchy over the smallest things. Between late evening on Tuesday, the 14th, through Friday, the 17th, there are several opportunities to communicate and share in relationships. Thursday evening into Friday morning is especially good to share your higher vision and grow emotionally closer, as ambitious Mars and the life-giving Sun make harmony to special visionary Neptune. Saturday, the compassionate side of people in the world went out, making the weekend an excellent time for promising to help and social work, community work that can implement some real social change. On a personal level, use this time to make your personal and professional dreams come true. Sunday is the time to integrate a new exercise program that will have a great chance of becoming a daily routine and a long-term habit. Sunday's energy also promotes romance, art, and some good new ideas. Read a good book, watch a documentary, or take your date out to an interesting museum. Use your life energy to make your entire world vibrate to a higher resonance. Help everyone around you ascend. The three keywords at this time are energy, vibration, and ascension. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or spend some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And we're talking about the Scorpio full moon, and we're also going to talk about 2024. So before I do that, I have Carlton waiting on the phone. So hello, Carlton, how are you?
All right, and how are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I've had a weekend with no heat. I'm working on it. It'll get apart.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when it gets down in the 30s. Anyway,
right.
What's up with you? You got stuff going on.
Yes, I can't seem to get the energy to finish my dissertation. I've been working on this for, this is probably my eighth or ninth year, and this year I hadn't really gotten anything done on it. I've just been putting it off and putting it off, and I was supposed to start back class in December the 5th, and I just don't seem to have the energy to get the paper done.
I don't know.
Where am I going wrong?
You're not making the right decisions for your time, because you really should be dedicating yourself to getting this done, and you don't. You let things interrupt you. That's one problem. But I have news. You are going to have some kind of a promotion. And when I laid some cards out for you, I couldn't believe that you're going to be getting a promotion. It's been too long. Now, I don't know whether it's from where you're working at now or a different place, but it may not be until, you know, the spring. But there is a promotion coming. And also, there's a lady around you that isn't being honest with you. And she made you spend all your money.
All right.
I didn't hear you.
I did hear that.
Okay. But I see you also making a decision about your house. Are you wanting to either have a renter or to move?
Well, I have a land, a lot that I want to sell, but I hadn't thought about renting it, about moving from here.
You know, Carlton, your radio is on. You need to turn that off while we're talking because there is an echo.
Oh. Right. Let's see if I can. I believe that you're going to be getting a promotion. It's been too long. No, I don't know whether it's your way or. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There's a disappointment around you that you've been worried about for quite a while that's keeping you up at night. What is that?
There's what now?
A disappointment. Well, it could be that you didn't get this done this year.
That's not being able to finish my dissertation. I mean, I just can't seem to get the energy to go through with it.
You're not going to be able to do it until you buckle down and write it. And you can't let anything disturb you. You need to do that right after Thanksgiving through the first of the year. You need to do that. I told you that before.
Okay.
But you've had confusion and you let other people pull you out of studying. And it will keep being pushed back until you can tell them to stop, that they have to talk to you another time, and that you have to study. And you'll get this. Are you doing something in March? I feel March and April are good months for you.
I don't have anything planned that I know of now, no.
When did you want to do the dissertation?
I want to have that finished. By January, maybe February, January, February time, right?
I want this finished by January 15th. And you can do it. And it's going to be excellent when you present it. But you have to take the time, okay? Do we have a deal? And after that, we're going to get a promotion. And you're going to do something different with your house. Or even with that land you might decide to build. But you have some good things coming next year. You just have to stop spending money on whoever this lady is. You spend too much money, okay?
All right.
Good luck. Thank you for calling, Carlton.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And again, tonight is yours. This is the time for you to call for your questions and answers. And I am going to do the eclipse energy for each sign at the next half hour. But I want to talk to you a little bit now about what's happening in the world. For over a decade now, I have been seeing the year 2024 as being one of the most difficult years for humanity and for life on this planet. I'm seeing a greater amount of distress, difficulty, and tragedy for humanity as a whole, scattered all over the globe. And I've been talking about this since 2015. This is a culmination of the darkest energies that will be manifesting on the Earth. The energies that form these events that will be both natural and man-made, which have as their source actions made with the least amount of light and love. It partially comes from the return of karmic energies, as many millennia of conflicts and destruction from mankind on both mankind and the earth. It partially comes from history of willing abuse with humanity, and humanity has inflicted abuse on humanity, and humanity has inflicted abuse on humanity, really, on and on for thousands of years. It also partially comes from the natural forces of the galaxy, the solar system, and the Earth itself. Therefore, the totality of this energy is bound by spiritual law to come. It can't be turned around. It will be coming. But be aware that a part of this energy of a karmic nature was created and comes from human beings. And also, it has been predicted biblically. Woe to those from whom it comes. So those people that are guilty of sending the energy are going to have serious problems down the road. During this year, as in each year of life, we are not alone in facing each of these manifestations of the darkest energies possible. The low light, low love level energy does not come from God. It is not energy meant to punish mankind. It's an energy which, in both natural and man-made karmic energy from all the ages of mankind, our efforts are to heal, resolve, rebalance, and forgive. I'm going to say that again. Our efforts are to heal, resolve, rebalance, and forgive. Our efforts to bring out all spiritual energy, gather in groups, and bring in light and love into the world. That has been successful up to a point. But there is one point to be made. We're 8 billion souls to continually pray and meditate for the healing of this planet. The planet would transform into a paradise that is meant to be and will one day be again. But we don't have those 8 billion souls working towards this. It's a minority of souls working on this, with many, many, and many who ignore and work against this. But we have thee and me, many who willingly choose to work on and bring forth the better and higher qualities within our hearts and minds. Not just for ourselves, but for all life on this planet. And I say all life and not all humanity, because this is a fact. All of our actions and interactions affect all life on this planet, plus the climate. So we need to really get together. I'm going to take a break. We have another caller, Deanna from Houston. Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. you're an Aries. Oh, woe to the Aries this month. How are you doing?
Doing good. I was wondering where do you see positive change going for me?
No, I need a specific question. Not a question that's going to take me an hour to answer, Deanna. What do you want change?
A move. Do you see a positive move for me? Where do you see it?
I see problems with you for the next 2 months. Are you having trouble on your job?
No. Home?
I just see problems with what you're doing and concentrating on every day, and that's going to continue for a while. and that you will work through it. Your big change comes after the first of the year. Let me just take a peek here for a minute. You're not happy, that's for sure. Yeah, it's saying that you don't have enough energy. So are you meditating at all, Deanna?
I just started doing that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do have potential. And you are going to work through whatever this big problem is, because it's huge. And I feel other people are involved in the problem. But you have one close friend that will be helping you through this. Do you know who that is?
My counselor, Tammy?
I can't hear you.
Tammy, my counselor?
Is it a female?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's probably a female. She'll be helping you through it, and you will get through it. And you will have a new beginning, but your new beginning is after New Year's, because you're going to go through the holidays and Mercury retrograde, and then things will turn around for you. So know that that's coming, and work through things with as much love and patience as you can. Okay?
Okay. Thank
and if
you so
like
much.
You like a private reading, just sign up on my website. Okay?
I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay, here we are back again. And we're talking about we are never left to face this darkness alone. We are never left to face challenges and difficulties alone. But it will always be ourselves choosing from our free will whether we will seek God's help, guidance, and presence. It will always be ourselves as individuals choosing whether to unlock and open the door when Spirit knocks on it. And as you meditate and you open up to the galactic energies, they are going to be very helpful. This bright light that you can bring into your body is priceless, absolutely priceless. And it affects our hearts and our minds, and it strengthens us. We see the conflicts and hatred manifesting in the world. But we need only to cry out to Spirit in our own wilderness inside our hearts and minds. It's this ability to open up to our spiritual identity and spiritual connection which helps bring the support and assistance in practical ways into our life when we face events that cause us suffering and pain. Remember, I just talked with Deanna. I told her she was going to have some help. And she is going to have help from a loving heart. And we all usually do when we're meditating and we get in touch with Spirit and we send out the energy. Our subconscious fills that energy with whatever our needs are. And sometimes we don't even know this is happening. And it goes out like a spiral. And it brings in the practical ways to unlock our door of fear and to open the door to the light. We have so much conflict and hatred. We really have to overcome that. Like the flood of events causing great suffering in our world, our readily available help comes from our own efforts to open up to our spiritual source, to our heartbeat, to our spiritual chakras and spiritual heart, which serves us as life preserves and rescues us. This is very crafty, and you need to learn about the spiritual chakras and play some ascension music. On this show, I play ascension music every single week with Richard Shulman. So go to his website and check out his music. And there's a lot more to enjoy as well. This music and the raising your vibration serves as our life preserver and rescue craft as we deal with events which would otherwise sink us and overwhelm us. We are never alone. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say that a lot tonight. I do have another couple of callers. I have Diana from Arizona. Hi, Diana. Where are you in Arizona?
Lake Havasu City.
What's that near?
California. It's on the other side of the lake here.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's very Western.
What can I do for you?
Okay. I started practicing Reiki. I'm on Reiki 1, and I try to do it every night before I go to sleep, and I sleep really well, but I just wonder if I should pursue it. There's a lot to it.
That's nothing compared to... It's a wonderful vibration to alleviate pain. Reiki doesn't last, but Reiki does alleviate pain and is used in hospitals. It's certainly worth working with. And the fact that you say that it's difficult and hard means to me that you need to meditate more and open up your spirituality, because it should just flow. And if you keep practicing it, it will flow. It's a very natural healing energy. And maybe down the road, you'll be able to learn about the new spiritual chakras. And you can also learn about the great connection. So there's lots of healing modalities, but a good start is Reiki. So that, are you a meditator?
Okay. I have a hard time meditating.
There's no such thing as you don't have time, Diana. You will not do good with Reiki until you meditate every day, at least for 15 or 20 minutes. That's giving to yourself. That's loving yourself. So slow down a bit, and good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bonnie from California. Bye-bye. Are you there, Bonnie?
My question is, I have a property investment of raw land in California.
Wait a minute, Bonnie, wait a minute. I want to know where you're from in California.
Huntington Beach.
Have you called me before about this issue?
Yes, about a year ago.
Okay, and nothing's moved since?
It's in escrow, but things are being delayed.
Well, why are they being delayed? There's a reason. What do you think the reason is?
Well, it's all part of the city regulations. And
it has nothing to do with Policy City. It has to do with Bonnie and the insides of Bonnie, and she's ready to let it go. So why would you hang on to the property?
I don't think I am. I have no attachment to it.
Obviously you do. Obviously, you do or would not be delayed. So that's what you have to find out.
Okay, there's four partners involved. Could it be someone else has an attachment to it?
It's you. It's you, Bonnie. It's not anybody else.
Oh.
It's you. And this is good to know. It's good for everybody to know. This is going to happen when it's supposed to happen. What I want you to do is to see the property sold and completed, see the closing, and say to yourself, I surrender this to you, Lord, in your time, not mine. Every night, I surrender this to you, Lord, in your time and not mine. And watch what happens. That's how you break the bond. This is probably karmic in a way. And you're a Leo. I promise you it'll be done by February.
Oh.
But you got to let go of this last thing, because there is something hanging on, and you may not be aware of it. I understand that.
Yeah.
But it would not be being delayed unless you were trying to control it. Give it up. All you have to do is visualize the closing. Know that the closing is coming, and say to your spiritual guides, I give it to you in your time, not mine.
Yes.
It'll work.
Thank you.
Good okay. Advice. Let me know, Bonnie. I really want to know. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, so let's find out. And we have another caller. I'm thrilled. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night to have to call in with your questions. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. So call in. We're having a good time here. We have Ala from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Is that how you say your name?
Yes. Hi, Lisa Beth.
My little
yes, absolutely. It's Ala.
Yeah, so you're going to get really hit by that new moon tomorrow. What's going on?
Okay. I'll get ready. I would like, I published a book, and the book is doing well, and I was offered to write a screenplay so the movie can be made out of my book. And I would like to know, what do you see, how successful this will be?
I don't know who made the offer and if it was legitimate. Who made the offer?
One of the studios, the independent studios.
Great. So I feel good about that. But you have to find out. Okay, it's telling me that the offer will be complete in April. We're all going through this dark energy right now. We've had two eclipses and a lot of stuff. If you listen to my radio show, I've talked about it every week. So we have to finish going through it. And I'm feeling very good. You might even hear tomorrow or the next day, you might get a call about it. But was it a producer that talked to you? Or who in the studio?
The producer did not talk to me, to the agent.
Oh, it was an agent. If you had an offer,
not
do you,
directly to me.
If you have an offer.
No, I don't have an offer yet.
Okay, that's what you need.
No, everybody.
Listen, I wrote one too, and I was told 4 years ago that I was going to have it made into a movie. And I'm still waiting. So get yourself, you need to get yourself a manager or a representative and have them call the agent and work it out. That's what you need to do. You just can't sit around and hope it's going to happen. You have to take an action. And there's a lot of people in your area that can help you do the process. It's all a process. And do you know a dark-haired lady? Do you have a friend with dark hair? Because I'm feeling a dark-haired lady representing you and getting it going. So you have to go through the process. You can go online and find out how to present a screenplay. And you can get somebody that's a representative for you. And that's the only people that the studios will listen to. That's the truth.
Okay.
All I'm telling you...
Well, thank you, but overall you see that is going to be the positive.
Take the actions. You can't throw up your hands and give up, which is what you've been doing. You have to learn and take the actions. When you do that, you will have success. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much. That's so encouraging.
Thank you for
calling. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I'm just going to say a little bit more, and then we're going to take a break. We see the conflict and hate manifesting in the world, but we need to cry out to whoever our God is in our own area, in our own wilderness, within our hearts and minds. It is this ability to open up to our spiritual identity and spiritual connection, which helps bring support and assistance to us in practical ways into our life when we are faced with events that bring forth suffering and pain, and sometimes death. like the flood of events that are causing great suffering in our world right now. Already available help comes from our own efforts, just like I told Allah a few minutes ago. Our own efforts, which serve as our life preserver and rescue, as we deal with events which would otherwise sink us. We are never alone. We are not alone through the causes and the sufferings which comes forth in our life and in our world, both naturally and by willing acts of harm that we inflict upon each other. We will see our spiritual help in responses of many who seek spiritual help in times of need. We will see our spiritual help in the cooperation and compassion which many will extend in the local arenas and communities, as well as national arenas. And some of us will see the miracles which come when we ask with humility and sincerity, in your hands, not mine. By your way, Lord, only in you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Always have gratitude. Your way, but mine, not my way. Your way, not mine, Lord. That's your mantra. Your way, not mine. Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're going to go to our break now. We'll come back with your astrology for what's happening to each sign after the eclipse. See you on the other side.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
That was William Vitalis with a song that he wrote called Mr. Nobody. And it's a song about spirit, about God, about the Lord, about anybody that you need it to be. It's our invisible friends. I love that song. So this total lunar eclipse will affect all of the astrological signs in some way or another. So let's find out what's in store for your sign. We'll start with Aries. The lunar eclipse is taking place in your eighth house, which is the house of mystery, suddenness, sex, death, and other people's money. This is a house of secrecy, mystic and occult sciences. Karma, hence, may push you towards spiritual studies, but will keep you away from revealing knowledge to others. Your tendency to hide things and not share with others will increase and also create inner turmoil. As a result, you will start judging yourself for each and every act. You must be careful, as per your health and psychological issues, not to do that. During this phase, anxiety and stress can overpower you. In your profession, you have to be cautious about not indulging in any kind of secrecy, gossip, or scandal. Let's go to Taurus. I'm giving you the tough side of what the energies are bringing, for what you need to watch out for. Taurus, the lunar eclipse is occurring in your seventh house, the house of marriage, partnerships, as well as open enemies. You have to be extremely cautious regarding your business affairs, especially partnership businesses and agreements. While dealing with documents and accounting, it is advisable to read every document thoroughly. You should try to maintain harmony by not indulging in any misunderstandings and conflicts, as this is a period where unnecessary disputes can get triggered, both personally and professionally. You also need to be cautious while dealing with your spouse or partner. Do not have high expectations, as this will need to affect you emotionally. The moon is aspecting your moon sign, which might create a lack of discernment in taking any decisions that you might not be able to see the truth of loyalty beyond any. So you have to be careful, because you might make a poor decision and it won't turn out the way you need it to. Gemini. For the most flexible and extroversion sign, this lunar eclipse will activate your sixth house, which is the house of debts, immunity, health, service, work, and pets. This is a period of self-controlling your desires and aspirations. Since the eclipse will make you feel a little greedy towards materialistic things, you may borrow finances to fulfill the need. Then you may have trouble returning the money. you may get into a vicious cycle with money rotation, which will impact you physically as well as emotionally. You may anticipate litigation, accusations, and disputes regarding personal relationships, family, or the professional aspect of life. You will not be able to win over your enemies, so it's better not to get into any discussions and misunderstandings during this period of time. And you know, the eclipses go for 6 months, so we're talking into next April that this energy is here. Cancer. Cancers are usually loyal, caring, and possessive, and they will experience the lunar eclipse in their fifth house, the house of love, romance, ecstatic emotions, creativity, gambling, politics, and your daughters. This eclipse will have a great impact on your emotional aspect. As being in a water sign, you may have erratic mood swings and harmonious issues. So you're got a bad mood 1 minute, and the next minute you're happy. Very swinging, like the pendulum. Your love life might face emotional ups and downs and can dwell into misunderstandings and conflicts. You will explore more creativity and new ideas in your business during this time and will be in search of perfectionism. You will have high expectations from everyone around you, thus resulting in a lot of emotional setbacks. So be careful. Don't let that happen. You might also face health issues related to intestinal and liver problems. And that's because you're letting your stomach grind around with the problems instead of meditating. Because if you meditate, you can really loosen up that energy and it won't be a danger to you. Leo. Leo are born leaders. They're big-hearted and they're filled with compassion. This lunar eclipse will have an impact in your fourth house, which is the house of home, happiness, land, property, real estate. Despite living with your loved ones, you might feel aloof and lonely. It is better to be socially active and connect with people to improve your network. This is a time to subdue your ego and not spend money on small, undesirable, materialistic things. This period might result in a drastic change in your professional profession, and it's important to maintain a low profile with your senior associates in order to maintain a cordial relationship all through your profession. Virgo. Virgos are the methodical and quick thinkers of the zodiac and will experience an eclipse in the third house, the house of communication, mental strength, short journeys and hobbies, neighborhood, sisters and brothers, and your oldest son. Your critical mind will trigger more faultiness in others' actions, and this might create conflict and misunderstanding with others. You will get upset with small minor issues and make chaos out of it. Don't let that happen. There might be a difference of opinion in your professional front, which can create discrepancies with your co-workers. During this period, you will not be able to make any decisions properly and will not be benefited by any official travels. It is better to concentrate only on your work and growth during this period. That's hard to do, but try. Libra. The most friendly and warmest sign in the zodiac will experience the eclipse in the second house of money, wealth, family money, resources, and beauty. You have to organize your finances by consulting a financial advisor and avoid investing in any new ventures, as this is not a good period for financial gain. You might face conflicts and misunderstandings with your family members, and this will upset you. You will recognize which relationships are worthy and loyal and which ones will fall apart because you can't depend on them. You may see major changes in your love life and work life, since the eclipse is expected to declutter many things, both in your personal and professional life. Libras always like to be in partnership, and they don't like it when they're not in partnership. And that will be partially the cause for their agony of mind. Let's do Scorpio. Scorpio, for the passionate, persistent, secretive, and loyal Scorpions, the lunar eclipse will activate your ascendant, your personality, your body, your conscious mind, and your livelihood. This eclipse will push you towards working hard and making your dreams come true. Do not be so significant about your relationships that there might be conflicts and misunderstandings. You will be in a confused state of mind with what's going on with Neptune to make any financial decisions, and you may not experience any financial gains during this period. Take care of your health, as this eclipse might impact you both physically and mentally. Rage and anger must be kept in control because it will definitely affect you if you can't. So let's have patience and meditation, and that will get you through. Sagittarius, the loyal, smart, assertive, and compassionate sign will experience the air eclipse in the 12th house of expense, subconscious mind, hospitals, prisons, institutions, and secret enemies. You might face an unexpected loss in your workplace, hence keep watch on your income and expense account. You may face health issues, which might end up with a hospital expense. You'll expand your network in overseas and can close a business deal if you're connected well. You'll be breaking many belief systems of your family members and of your past thoughts, and you will oppose points of view. During this phase of the eclipse, you might have restless and insufficient sleep because your subconscious mind will be thoroughly active and you will be filled with disturbing thoughts and dreams. Sagittariuses are pretty good, though, at visualizing what they want and what they need. And they're the one sign they can visualize and materialize. They're pretty good at it. So give it a try, you Sagittarius, because you'll be successful. Capricorn, the hardworking, reliable, and responsible sign will experience the eclipse in the 11th house, the house of desires, the house of gain, the house of friends, and the house of love received. This period will make you an introvert and subdued. Hence, you have to make sure that you meet your friends and loved ones and connect with them to make sure to get the best out of this period. This is a time when you can feel the expansion, the gush of energy coming in from the universe. So start working on your toes towards the fulfillment of your desires and the manifestation process. Start at the toes and work that energy right up out of the crown chakra. You will have immense energy and ideas to work on, but it will get stuck because of your laid-back attitude, your lack of self-motivation and self-belief. And that's rare for a Capricorn, because a Capricorn is usually very self-motivated and will say, let's get it going. And they see the value. They can see if a business is going to make it before it even starts. You need to believe in yourself. You need to trust the process of life. by developing positively stronger in yourself and start your journey on a happy note. And you can do that over the holidays because Capricorns like to take care of other people. They can be very kind. I know that they're very, very businesslike. And they won't invest in anything that they don't feel can make a buck. But they are good at helping others. Aquarius. Aquarius are optimistic and self-confident. The eclipse will occur in their 10th house, the house of profession, honor, the father, fame and fortune, and karma. You need to be careful while communicating with your co-workers and business partners, as this period will transform your professional growth. It is better to maintain patience and calmness and not anticipate things that may not happen or pretend wrongness in your professional front. Embrace the change with grace and humility, as it's for your good. You may be required to handle a family issue, and it could be pertaining to your parents or older sisters and brothers. Be careful while making decisions in terms of your profession and business. Be very careful. Aquarius, you're going to have some fun next year because Pluto goes into Aquarius at the end of January, and it's going to open you up wide to way more optimism and self-confidence. So enjoy the ride. And last but not least is Pisces. For the most sympathetic and emotional of all the moon signs and sun signs, the eclipse is activating your 9th house, which is a house of luck, long journeys, higher knowledge, education, and your in-laws. You might feel a push and motivation which will need to take action. You might feel uplifted by meeting a father-like figure or a spiritual mentor or even a guru. Grab the inevitable moments by enjoying a long journey with your family members and loved ones. As the moon emits the mystifying tone, it allows us to see a different shift in our emotions. It's time to release it and to let go of all old baggage, which is not serving you, not serving any purpose in your growth. Let it all go. If it's to come back to you, it will. If not, it'll fly off by itself. So that's good. Pisces are in for quite a year next year. Saturn is in Pisces, and if you work hard, the promise is you will have success by the end of 2024. So I hope you enjoyed your predictions tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the end of our show. We're going to have our song, which is What the World Needs Now is Love by Barbara Streisand. Then we have Moonlight on My Window with William. We have the meditation, Breathe Into the Heart. And we end with Richard, We Can Live Together in Peace. And that song is very high vibration. So if you listen to it and read deeply and relax, you could go into an altered state. I'll be back next week with a lot more information about political and about what's happening with the end of the year. Remember what I said last week. It's all coming down this week. So take care, love you a lot, and I'll be back next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel The darkness is gone, and you feel the light. Let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. you will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.